what kind of perfume, whether you want it to be cooling or heating, depending on the season.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
Maybe I can read you this poem?
Good afternoon. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. This is Deliberate Noise. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and I'm just here to play you some good music. Some punk, some rock, some new stuff, some old stuff, lots of local music, and some not local stuff. Courtney Barnett is a singer from Australia, and she's playing two shows in Vancouver tonight and tomorrow night at the Vogue Theatre, and I don't think today's show is sold out yet. She's touring her new album, Tell Me How You Really Feel, so let's hear one of my favorites from that album. It's called Crippling Self-Doubt and a General Lack of Confidence by Courtney Barnett on CITR 101.9 FM.
Out of my
money's not his, but he brings it to you. He lives in your palace, a qualified man. He'll intern for eternal life, so when you're dead, he will turn into you. I don't know what you're saying. Please get this sippy shit out of my head. Everyone is here. My mother says there's nothing to fear. Everyone is here. My mother says there's nothing to fear. Everyone is here. My mother delicate man, I have a plan, I can't explain. I have no eyes, but I see what you mean. I don't know what you're saying. Please get the silliness out of my way. Everyone is here. My mother says there's nothing to fear. Everyone is here. My mother says there's nothing to fear. Everyone is here. My mother says there's nothing to fear. Everyone is here. My mother says there's nothing to fear. We'll be right back.
Kamikaze Nurse. They'll be playing this Friday night at the Wrong Wave number 6 show, which is like a cool art and music show kind of mini festival thing happening at Redgate on Friday night. They'll be playing with a few other bands, so check that out. That was their song Sophie's Dad. You also heard some Smoke Eaters from Victoria. And you're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Nina Panini. I'm here with my special guest, Claire.
Hi, Nina.
Can we hear you? Oh, there we go.
Hi.
There you are, Claire.
I'm here.
Here you are. How was your weekend, Claire? You said you went somewhere nearby.
I woke up in Victoria.
Wow.
Yep.
How
this
did
morning.
That happen? This morning?
This very morning,
no
yeah.
way.
And then I came straight here.
Transported here just for this purpose
yeah,
of
exactly. I had
being
no
my
other
special
reason
guest.
To be in Vancouver.
Amazing. I'm so glad that you can join us today. I'm a little bit stressed out right now, Claire, because I have a philosophy paper due very soon that I have not started writing.
Oh, you haven't started?
Haven't even begun.
I haven't even
picked a topic.
Oh.
So it's at that real bad point.
Uh-huh.
You would think after 4 years of university I could figure out time management skills, but...
But you do manage a great radio show.
Woo! We're going to get into a song called Philosopher's Calling, and I play this because I love it, but also because I'm thinking
about
deep down about my philosophy paper and how stressed out I am about it. And this is kind of a stressful song, so I hope you like it.
Contact. First it goes flop, then my mind it goes pop, then I see the ball, it's a philosopher's calling. First it goes flop, then my mind it goes pop, then I see the ball, it's a philosopher's Twitch, it's good for circulation. Now please listen to my thesis, it's my third reiteration.
On the brink of a breakdown, oh, beyond repair. It's me she still loves, even though I've got nothing to show. I'm feeling inept to, oh, to have a care for someone I knew, only if she had the slightest clue.
About the future, something that is culture, that is what is culture, and the tears.
Even if she has things to show, this indecision, it's your lack of vision. It's the decision that'll bring me down. This loss of vision leads to indecision. But I'm getting used to having you around. Well, I'm getting used to having you around. Well, I'm getting used to having you around. Well, I'm getting used.
I'm getting used to having you around.
Thank you.
That was a song by Gorilla Toss from New York. That's called Meteorological. Speaking of meteorology, the forecast for this week is beautiful.
Aww.
Like, just sunshines and, like, maybe a bit of cloud, but definitely no rain.
So pretty.
You can take my word for it.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to lie on the radio, but, like, it's definitely not going to rain.
Yeah, she signed a paper.
I signed a paper. It's going to be beautiful weather this week. Perfect weather for checking out the new rooftop garden at the library.
Yeah.
Vancouver Public Library, Central Branch downtown.
Go have lunch up there.
Claire was
there. Write a song. I was there.
She said it was just gorgeous.
I saw Mayor Greg cut the ribbon.
You did.
Yeah, I did.
Amazing. Well, I mean, I can't guarantee that he'll be there every day, but
no.
Definitely.
We could only hope.
Definitely still worth checking out. The public library. Also, something great I found at the library recently, an album called The Vancouver Complication.
Whoa.
And it's a compilation album from 1979 of a whole bunch of really sweet punk and rock bands at the time in Vancouver, pretty much just like summarizing the scene at the time. And it was supposed to be called The Vancouver Compilation, but there were so many like differing ideas of like what to put in it, and a bunch of punk bands were like, we don't want pop music on this, and blah blah blah, just arguing. So the dude putting it together was like, okay, we're gonna call it The Complication because you guys all suck. Anyway, it's a great album, and I have fond memories of listening to it in the car whenever my dad would drive me anywhere as a kid because he had it on cassette. So, yeah, shout out to the library for having this, and I just want to play the first track off of the Vancouver Complication. It's a track called The Marching Song by Pointed Sticks. Please enjoy.
No way. I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
The Vancouver International Film Festival is back this fall. Experience the best Canadian and world cinema in your own backyard. There's tons of films and documentaries, fused with industry creator talks, live music, and immersive events. You can catch the world premiere of Robin Hayes' Anthem of a Teenage Prophet, maybe a creator talk with Michael Schur of NBC's The Good Place, or a screening of Jason Reitman's The Frontrunner, starring Hugh Jackman. The festival takes place from September 27th to October 12th. Tickets are on sale now at viff.org, that is, viff.org.
Swallow. I said okay, 'cause I had no attachment. I said- got a stick in a jar. Good thing there's no attack. My eighth dick that I got in a jar, and every time I feel bad, I think about the dick that's all broke.
Called Eighth Dick by the Shit Talkers, a local band, from their latest release, I Scream.
Her you collection also... is way bigger than mine.
Yeah, right?
Like two.
I know. Yeah, that's great.
Aspirational.
You also heard some Bougie Boys, the song Canadian Content, spelt with K's for some reason. I'm just looking at it. It just, like, bothers me. I hate reading that. And you heard some new Jock Tears, Boys with Bruises, from their new release, Bad Boys. Love Jock Tears punk. All right, we are at the part of the show where I do my toilet seat cover. Mm-hmm. This is where I tell you about a great public bathroom in Vancouver or somewhere else. But this one's in Vancouver. And then I play you a cover song. So this week, I want to mention a great bathroom you can check out on campus. This is in the old sub, or I hear it's called the Life Building now.
Yeah.
The Life Building. But to me, it'll always be the old sub, which is the old Student Union building at UBC. And they have a great gender-neutral bathroom, like huge bathroom mm-hmm. on the main floor.
It's enormous.
Post-renovation. Definitely my favorite part of what they did to that whole building is just like how phenomenal this bathroom is.
Yeah,
because it's like a gender-neutral bathroom done so right, like it's just perfect. You walk in, you can walk in from like either side, and then there's just like a huge long hallway with stalls on one side,
but
and then
like
sinks
rooms
on the other. Yeah, like are the doors like pretty much floor to ceiling?
Floor to ceiling, walls, floor to ceiling. You're enclosed.
Yeah, perfectly enclosed in your own little cubicle. And then there's like sinks and a whole bunch of mirrors. It's a really great bathroom. Check it out if you ever need to go do anything.
And if you ever lose your phone there or think you might have, the people around are very helpful.
Yes. They helped Claire find her phone when in fact she had it all along.
It was in my backpack. They were nice about it though.
Fabulous. So definitely check out the bathroom in the old sub / Life Building.
And it's yellow.
And it's yellow.
Which we love.
Bright yellow, as is most other stuff in that building now. They just spray painted the whole thing
gave
yellow.
Gave a new life.
Yeah.
I think that was the idea.
That, oh my God. Okay. That makes sense. It's called the Life Building. Great. Okay. So now on to our cover. I'm going to play a cover of Surfin' USA. Originally by the Beach Boys, but this is a cover by the Jesus and Mary Chain. And I play this because our good friend Kira is currently...
Who we love
is currently in San Francisco, and she got a suntan. Like, it's not even that hot in San Francisco, but she got a suntan. She went to the beach, I guess. Anyway, Surfin' USA, covered by the Jesus and Mary Chain. It's your toilet seat cover on Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM.
Got time, you never learn.
That's an old song by Kate Fagan called I Don't Want to Be Too Cool. Don't want to be too cool, Claire.
Yeah, but you, I was going to say, Nina.
Yeah.
You look great today.
Oh my gosh.
Nina's wearing a beautiful sparkly sweatshirt. I mean, not a sweatshirt. It's like a sweater, formal sweater, and matching sparkly glasses and a matching caramel scrunchie.
Oh my God.
It's fabulous.
Shh. Well, Claire's wearing.
This is the radio.
Claire's wearing a phenomenal fleece button down.
But I've been wearing this for like 3 days.
Claire, you are too cool. You also heard a song by Cool Flowers from Portland. That's called Mistakes. Fashion Mistakes. I've made a few. Next up, I want to play you a song called Bored by Lonely Parade. They're from Montreal. They have a new album out called The Pits, and I've been playing a lot of it, and I'm gonna keep playing a lot of it because it's just a great album. You know when you listen to an album and every single song, you just love it. You don't have to skip a single one.
Yeah.
And
it's like magic.
Yeah. That for me, this is one of those albums. I just absolutely love it. So we're gonna get right into Lonely Parade right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Deliberate.
doctor. Someone call the doctor. Someone call the doctor. I am the meter and the water, water boiling over. I am the string dangling and the rock candy and the rock candy. I am the meter and the water, water boiling over. I am the string dangling and the rock candy and the rock candy. I am the meter and the water, water boiling over. I am the string dangling and the rock candy and the rock candy. Oh, oh.
Edible Door. Thank you so much for listening to the show this week. This has been an episode of Deliberate Noise. Not the best one. We're stressed, okay? I got this philosophy paper on my mind. Claire's doing her citations.
I was doing my citations, yeah. But I'm done now. I'm a little less stressed, but I have to go print them.
I'm so proud of you, Claire. You've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm going to end off the show today with a song by a band called Shame. They are an all-men band. I don't play a lot of those because sometimes I just find them boring, but they're actually kind of good. They're from the UK, and I'm going to go see them tonight at the Wise Hall, and I don't think it's sold out yet. So we're going to hear this song called Friction by Shame. And if you like it, you should check them out at the Wise Hall tonight. It's like $15. And thank you for listening to this mess. And
I'll catch
you all next week. And I think next week I'm going to do a show where the theme will be names.
I can't wait.
Tracks will be people's names.
Nice.
So that'll be good. Thanks for listening.
Bye, everyone.
Signing off, Nina Panini and special guest Claire.